Could economic sanctions be the key to peace between Russia and Ukraine? Welcome to the World Daily Brief, your go-to source for the world's most important news. Today is Friday, March 7th, 2025, and here's what you need to know about escalating tensions and potential sanctions as a result of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Let's dive in. President Donald Trump has issued a stark warning to Russia following a massive missile attack on the Ukrainian port city of Odessa. In a post on his Truth Social platform, he declared that Russia was absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield and announced he was considering large-scale banking sanctions, and tariffs on Russia. These measures are intended as a response to Russia's aggressive actions, which have not only damaged critical energy infrastructure, but have also heightened the urgency for a diplomatic resolution. Trump's call for sanctions comes after weeks of softened American policy towards Russia, as the United States pulled back military and intelligence support for Ukraine. However, the president now insists that any sanctions imposed will remain until a ceasefire and a comprehensive peace settlement are achieved. He urged both Russia and Ukraine to get to the table right now before it is too late, highlighting the necessity of diplomatic engagement. Despite the tough rhetoric, Trump maintains a belief that Russian President Vladimir Putin desires peace, based on recent statements from the Kremlin. Yet, he acknowledged the complexity of the situation by admitting that Russia is bombing the hell out of Ukraine and expressed frustration with Ukraine's position, stating, "I'm finding it more difficult, frankly, to deal with Ukraine. They don't have the cards." The strategic implications of these developments are significant. Since the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, Russia has been subjected to extensive sanctions from the United States, the European Union, and other Western democracies. These sanctions have aimed to isolate Moscow from the global financial system, but have not substantially curtailed its military capabilities due to support from allies like Iran and North Korea. The broader relevance of Trump's threat to impose new sanctions lies in the potential shift in international alliances and economic dependencies. While Trump has considered sanctions relief for Russia in exchange for peace negotiations, the effectiveness of such a strategy remains uncertain. The recent turmoil in Trump's relations with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky adds another layer of complexity, as a failed meeting at the White House has left economic agreements in limbo. As American and Ukrainian officials prepare to meet in Riyadh next week, the global community watches closely. The possibility of new sanctions could either drive Russia to the negotiating table or further entrench its alliances with other authoritarian states, complicating the geopolitical landscape. For business leaders and policymakers, this situation underscores the need to monitor shifts in global trade dynamics and international relations closely. The dominance of the United States dollar in the global financial system has long been a cornerstone of international trade and economic policy. However, recent geopolitical tensions and economic shifts have sparked a movement known as de-dollarization, led by the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. These countries are actively seeking to reduce their reliance on the U.S. dollar to enhance financial sovereignty and mitigate strategic vulnerabilities. The BRICS nations' motivation for de-dollarization is twofold: economic pragmatism and geopolitical strategy. The U.S. dollar's dominance gives Washington significant leverage, particularly in imposing financial sanctions. Countries like Russia and China, which have faced such sanctions, view dependency on the dollar as a strategic risk. In response, Russia has decreased its dollar holdings, while China is promoting the renminbi through currency swaps and trade agreements. The idea of a unified BRICS currency has been discussed, but it's fraught with challenges. The economic diversity among BRICS members, ranging from China's massive economy to South Africa's smaller GDP, complicates the creation of a single currency. Moreover, political tensions, such as those between China and India, further hinder financial integration. Instead of a unified currency, BRICS nations are exploring alternative strategies like trading in local currencies and developing independent financial systems. The New Development Bank, established by BRICS, plays a crucial role in financing projects without Western financial dependence. Additionally, independent payment systems such as China's CIPS and Russia's SPFS aim to reduce reliance on U.S.-controlled networks like SWIFT. The implications of BRICS's de-dollarization efforts are profound. While the U.S. dollar is unlikely to lose its status as the dominant reserve currency soon, a gradual move towards a multipolar financial system is evident. This shift could weaken the U.S.'s ability to use economic sanctions as a geopolitical tool and inspire other nations to pursue similar strategies, diversifying the global financial landscape. For policymakers and business leaders, the push for de-dollarization underscores the importance of monitoring global financial trends and preparing for a more diversified economic order. It raises critical questions about the future of international trade and finance and highlights the need for strategic planning in an evolving geopolitical environment. That's it for today's World Daily Brief. The BRICS nations' quest for financial sovereignty through de-dollarization could redefine the global economic order, challenging the U.S. dollar's dominance and reshaping international trade and finance. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated on global affairs. This is AI Michelle signing off. Until next time.